today's first reading, we see the world's response to the teachings of Christ, whether it had been our Lord who taught these truths himself, or those whom he would institute as the safeguard and the passers on of this truth until the end of time, that is, the apostles. The world will always reject the teachings of Christ, and so there is much for us to reflect upon. For in today's gospel, we learn that our Lord is the one who brings us truths from above. That is, in no way, manner, shape, or form is what he teaches is in any way of earthly knowledge or of earthly things. For he teaches of the supernatural reality, and there is a great responsibility upon those who have accepted this supernatural reality and are trying to live out their faith in the fear and trembling spoken of by St. Paul. We must witness to this in all things we do. And this is particularly important for us to remember in a society that is truly saturated with unchastity, impurity, in every manner, shape, and form that has been known to mankind in his history. And so we must particularly be on guard to safeguard this virtue. For we must go about the world understanding one thing, that the world, especially the unbaptized, cannot grasp what the Christian means by chastity. It is impossible for them to have a supernatural understanding for the virtue of chastity. And so there is a smug attitude that they have towards those who profess to attain this virtue by the grace of God to the extent that the Christian maintains. They simply give a smug smile and say yes. And so there are several things in our society that we must be on guard against, not to give a false impression. For instance, we see very clearly, often it is permitted or it is considered all right for a religious or a priest to have dinner with a woman, not understanding that the world, even though nothing may go on, there may be no sin involved whatsoever, the world cannot grasp. The world simply smugly will conclude, yeah, right. And so we must be on guard against these virtues if we are not simply to preserve the life of grace in our own souls, but to truly bring to the attention of the world that there are some virtues that can only be attained by the grace of God. And so we must witness and strive to witness in all our actions the truth of our faith, the virtue of purity as the Christian understands it, or more precisely as the Catholic understand it, is a virtue that St. Ambrose says by its very completion is a witness to the supernatural, because he points out the world fully well knows that no one can attain purity in the manner that the Christian maintains without outside help. Indeed, even before the apostles were strengthened by the Holy Spirit, they even remonstrated and fought with our Lord when he said that marriage would return to that which it was from the beginning. And when we study the history of the Church, we see that it was precisely marital love, as it is taught by the Catholic Church, that drew souls to the kingdom of God. And so let us strive each and every moment of our life to God all our virtues by constantly praying, constantly beseeching Our Lady that she will intercede for us and give us the grace, but most particularly that she may preserve in us the virtue of purity, which is so necessary witness in today's age. Indeed, it is the safeguard of that virtue that has caused the death of many martyrs in the life of the Church, and indeed it is most likely the witness of that virtue that will cause the martyrdom, or is causing the martyrdom, of Christians in some parts of the world, and may very likely cause the martyrdom of those of us who have been graced to dwell in this part of the world. And so let us strive to understand that when the world is in the state it is, and indeed when the errors of the world even have crept into the bosom of Holy Mother Church, as Pope Paul the Sixth said, that the smoke of Satan had entered into the very sanctuary of the Church, let us strive to realize that in all this the Lord truly is in control as he promised, and we need not conquer error all throughout the world, but we must work out our salvation in fear and trembling where the Lord has placed us. It is often not reflected often enough upon by members of the mystical body that we can contribute to the salvation of souls throughout the world and never have to leave even our home. For instance, if a woman worked out her salvation in raising her children and indeed never left her home, but did a heroic job in forming those children in Christian virtue, she not only contributes to their salvation, to her own salvation, but she wins graces for all those throughout the world who are assailing the church's teaching on the family life. And so she truly contributes. She cooperates with the sacrifice of Christ as those graces are applied to all souls until the end of time. And so we have been raised, as St. Leo the Great tells us, to a great dignity. And as Christians, we must be always aware of the dignity that the Lord has elevated us to, so that we constantly strive through His grace to preserve all that He has given us. And most particularly, let us strive in all manner, in all our thoughts, in all our words, and in all our actions, to preserve that virtue of purity, which is a primary witness to the supernatural reality of our faith, and more particularly, it is a primary witness to the intercession of the Son of God for the sake of mankind. For as, again, St. Ambrose reminds us, it is a virtue that is impossible for human beings to attain, no matter how many gifts God has given them by nature. No one can attain the ideal of Christian purity without the help of God, and that witness witnesses to the existence of God by the very fact that a Christian completes his life in the state of grace, and most particularly preserving chastity according to his state in life. And so let us thank our Lord in this time in which we reflect upon what he has done for us. Let us thank him, but most particularly, let us strive to thank him by our heroic witness to his faith. Let us strive to pray each and every day that if God so ordains, that we are willing to give up our lives in defense of all the truths that he taught. It is very clear from today's first reading that was one of the constant threats that the apostles would labor under. And even though they would remonstrate with the Lord on his teaching on purity, they came to know and understand it, and more importantly, they came to possess it by the grace of God. And so all that we have by the grace of God. Let us not reject what he has given us, but let us strive by our efforts to preserve everything that the Lord has given to us, so that at the end of time all of humanity may be given to him, so that it may praise him and glorify him for all eternity in heaven.